The wait is over. It's been 21 long years since Scotland qualified for a major football tournament, but that wait is now at an end. The Scotland team is ready to give it their all for the nation in the 2019 Women's World Cup. Follow Shelley Kerr's team throughout the competition on Rock Sport Radio. Get the latest from the Scotland camp and keep up to date with team news and results. Coverage of the 2019 Women's World Cup from France on Rock Sport Radio. In partnership with Scottish Building Society, proud sponsors of Scottish Women's Premier League.
Let's commence our previews of Group C by looking at the number 6 ranked nation in the world, Australia. The Matildas' preparation was hampered slightly in January of this year when they sacked coach Alan Stjanic amid allegations of a toxic and stagnating environment. His replacement, Ante Milicic, has an interesting and modern philosophy when it comes to football, but will he be hampered by only having a handful of games to prepare for this summer's tournament? His possession-based philosophy was evident when they played America just last year, ending up in a 5-3 scoreline, and while they look to press from the front, the high backline sometimes exposes a lack of pace in the Australians' defence. The Australian squad is littered with experience, with 12 players boasting 50 or more caps, and there's an excellent blend of youth and experience in the squad. The Australian squad possesses one of the leading lights of the women's game in Sam Kerr. She is the all-time leading goalscorer in both the NWSL in the US and Australia's W League, and will be tasked with firing the Australians to victory. Women's football in Australia has a chequered history. Back in 1921, a committee examining outdoor games for girls found that football was unsuitable due to increased physical exercise. Pioneers such as Elaine Watson and Heather Reid helped the game go into a semi-professionalism in the 1970s, and the first national championships took place in 1974. However, it wasn't until 1984 that Matildas played their first game outside Oceania, and 1994 until they first played outside Asia. And in terms of the World Cup, despite being ever-present, it wasn't until 2007 when they recorded their first win. Despite the prominence of Aussie rules in cricket, women's football was actually the largest grassroots participation sports in Australia, with an estimated 250,000 females playing the game. Despite falling at the quarter-final stages in the past 3 World Cups, this Australian squad will be expected to at least reach that stage this year, if not go one better by entering the semi-finals.
Coverage of the 2019 Women's World Cup from France on Rock Sport Radio, in partnership with Scottish Building Society.
Let's continue our preview of Group C by looking at a country where women's football was undeniably on the rise, Italy. Last March, where Scotland player Lana Clelland's Fiorentina travelled to play Juventus Women, there was a new record attendance for a female game when a crowd of almost 40,000 packed into the Allianz Stadium. This World Cup is the first time in 20 years that the Le Azzurri will feature, and that eclipses the achievement of the men's side who failed to qualify for Russia 2018. Italian national teams are synonymous with being great defensively, and this women's team is no different, as they only conceded 4 goals in 8 games as they qualified for this summer's tournament. Their coach Milena Bertolini places huge emphasis on defensive stability, but going forward, surprisingly, she chooses to admit the 2018 and 2019 Serie A top scorer, Valentina Giansente. The fact that coach Bertolini was a central defender in her playing days perhaps explains her preference for defensive football. Although the first Italian women's team was created in Milan in the 1930s, it wasn't until 1968 that a women's federation was founded. However, it wasn't until the 1980s that women's football became increasingly popular in Italy. The Italians won the bronze medal at the 1984 and 1987 European Championships, and this was at a time when they also had their best World Cup result in 1991, when they reached the quarter-finals. There is currently almost 24,000 registered female players in the country, and this continues to grow with the success of teams such as Juventus. Le Azzurri will be hoping to get out of a difficult group that features both Australia and Brazil, and they'll also have to be aware of Jamaica, who are 53rd in the FIFA World Rankings.
Coverage of the 2019 Women's World Cup from France on Rock Sport Radio, in partnership with Scottish Building Society.
Our Group C preview continues by looking at one of the most famous and exciting countries in the tournament, Brazil. Brazil are perhaps the best national team never to have won the Women's World Cup, and this could be the last stand for a squad littered with players coming towards end of their career. despite being amongst the favourites for this tournament, there's been accusations that this team are traumatised by past disappointments and that psychological damage could be profound enough to see this team struggle this year. After winning the Copa America back in April 2018, the Brazilians only won one game from their following 11, losing 9 consecutive friendlies, which included that famous win for Scotland just a couple of months ago. Coach Osvaldo Alvarez has drawn criticism for his old-fashioned and out-of-date 4-4-2 formation that fails to bring the best out of arguably the greatest female player of all time, Marta. The 33-year-old has won a remarkable 6 FIFA awards as the world's best player. It's looking increasingly likely that this will be her last ever World Cup. And despite coming towards the end of her career, the number 10's technical quality still makes her the heartbeat of this side. Women's football was forbidden in Brazil after a presidential ruling in 1941 that lasted 38 years until 1979. The first national championship started in 1983, with the national team making its debut in 1986. The Brazilians have played in every World Cup, with their best finish being in 2007 when they came second, and they've also won 2 silver medals from Athens in 2004 and Beijing in 2008. However, despite this, there's still a relatively low number of registered female players in Brazil, with that number standing at around 3,300 currently. It would be a fairy tale ending for Marta to win her final World Cup, but facing a difficult group, the semi-finals would be a good achievement for this Brazilian side.
Coverage of the 2019 Women's World Cup from France on Rock Sport Radio in partnership with Scottish Building Society.
Let's conclude our preview of Group C by looking at a team making history as the first ever Caribbean team to appear at a Women's World Cup, Jamaica. Affectionately known as the Reggae Girls, who are ranked 53rd in the world, they reached the World Cup with a dramatic 4-2 penalty shootout win over Panama in October after an excellent qualifying campaign where they scored a remarkable 53 goals and only conceded 14. Coach Hugh Mendes lines up with a 4-3-3 formation that features an abundance of pace, athleticism and unpredictability which make this Jamaica side a real dark horse for this year's tournament. Jamaica's attacking style of play will make them a huge favourite with neutrals, but they're undoubtedly one of the biggest underdogs at this tournament, but they certainly will not be accepting defeat in every game. Jamaica's shining light is the inspiring Khadija Shaw, affectionately known as Bunny. She is such a prodigious talent that she featured for the Jamaica's under 15, 17 and 20 teams while just 14 years of age. The 22-year-old is already the leading Jamaican goalscorer of all time with 26 goals and 30 caps. The Jamaicans are also part of history in Scottish football as they were the opponents for Scotland in a recent friendly at Hampden Park which broke the record attendance for a women's game. Women's football in Jamaica has a relatively short history, with the first international game being played in 1991. There has been extensive problems with funding over the years, with the Olympic programme only restarted in 2014 with the support of Cedilia Marley, the daughter of the late, great Bob Marley. Whilst their presence at this summer's tournament is much more than just making up the numbers, Jamaica face a daunting task in a group that features Australia, Italy and Brazil. But the Reggae Girls will be hoping to make a mark on the world and raise the profile of the sport in Jamaica and hope to inspire future generations.
The wait is over. It's been 21 long years since Scotland qualified for a major football tournament, but that wait is now at an end. The Scotland team is ready to give it their all for the nation in the 2019 Women's World Cup. Follow Shelley Kerr's team throughout the competition on Rock Sport Radio. Get the latest from the Scotland camp and keep up to date with team news and results. Coverage of the 2019 Women's World Cup from France on Rock Sport Radio. In partnership with Scottish Building Society, proud sponsors of Scottish Women's Premier League.